Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Institute for Personal Development, Kriya Yoga Ashram, where total consciousness is the new frontier.
Kriya Yoga is union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices to initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good today, too. Thanks for asking. And thank you all for tuning in. Today on The Voice of Yoga, we will be talking about the autumn equinox as the visible appearance of the invisible truth of being. In this show, we will be discussing the sun entering Libra as a method to use the changing conditions of world thought to reveal the changeless state of being. Listen as Swami explains how the movement of the celestial bodies can be used to reveal the divine idea of creation. Luminaries and planets do not create anything, but they do reflect the creative principle of this universe. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are talking consciousness. Join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and harmonize yourself with divine creation. So, Swami, I see the title of the show is Autumn Equinox, the Visible Appearance of Truth. So how do those two come hand in hand? What does autumn equinox mean, and what is the visible appearance of truth?
Well, autumn equinox is the second event of a given year where the days and the nights are equal. So it is another opportunity to look at the changing conditions of the personal mentality and the law of karma. Every moment can be viewed from a level of consciousness. And I think the question here that we want to be asking is, what is my level of consciousness? Because what surrounds us is within us.
So what is the test for us? If I look around my life, how do I know what level of consciousness I could be at?
Yeah, I think in the spiritual science of astrology, we're going to work with four levels of consciousness found in the mutable signs. Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius are the levels found in the human sense and represent sense-level living. Pisces is the divine mind, and it demonstrates spiritual sense, which is the changeless state of being, the perfection of being. The perfection of being is the divine creation. And if our appearance, if our experience does not reflect those divine qualities, then that's where we want to make our changes. And everything's going to be contingent upon my level of consciousness.
So is it possible to be in a different level of consciousness, even understanding the spiritual science, what you're just talking about, Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius? So those represent a different level of consciousness, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we are in that level of consciousness.
Right. Everything is going to be very individual. You have to start with a principle. And astrologically, the principle in astrology is found in the fixed stars, because that represents the changeless state of being. The movement of the planets and the luminaries, that starts to give us a better view of the changing conditions of the personal mentality. So, sense-level living on a Gemini level is cellular activity of the bodily systems, its instincts, appetites, preservation, survival. Virgo is life on the human scene. Day-to-day activity, personal needs, ambitions, thoughts, concepts, beliefs, aspirations. And Sagittarius is the collective consciousness and the movement of the planets in the heavens. And it is also experienced as circumstances and situations, events on a personal level and on a world level. Sense level living is sensation, animation of what is visible and tangible or invisible, but tangible. And that is all reported in human consciousness. So as we start to break down our particular experience, starting with a sense of spiritual identity, starting with the changeless state of being, starting with the perfection of being, because when spirit is cause, then creation is perfect. But if I have my attention on the changing conditions of my personal mentality, then this divine perfection can't function in my consciousness. I must be conscious of its presence in order to activate it in my experience. I think what's very different about our approach to astrology is that we're not using the movement of the celestial bodies to justify us for why things are failing in our external experience. What we're basically trying to do is use these defects and failings in our external experience to give us a better understanding of how we're thinking. And by changing our thinking, by elevating our consciousness to this level of divine presence, it actually offers a solution to all of the things that most of us are struggling with, or most of us feel that we're victims of.
Yeah, I was just going to say that this approach to the planets and the and like you said, celestial bodies is very different than looking up the astrology in the newspaper.
Right. But again, everything that we do is under the umbrella of a spiritual science. Most of these secular approaches really begin with a belief in matter. And that's one of the things that we've really been focusing on in our radio shows is that spirit and matter are polar opposites. And you can't have a belief in matter and a belief in spirit. Matter is the law of karma. And so this astrological event, the autumn equinox, where day and night are equal, that's a perfect opportunity for us to see the balance point of this material law of karma. Now, the thing that we want to be able to understand is that karma is something we want to get out of. It's not something that we want to be able to manage. Because most of us are really happy with good karma. If we can get more of the pleasures and the profits of the physical experience, then we're happy. And we call that good karma. But bad karma becomes the catalyst to try and get out of this changing condition that we're accepting for our identity.
Because it seems like what you were talking about before is that, you know, Gemini and Virgo and Sagittarius seems to be worldly. And then now it sounds like that Pisces is otherworldly. And it seems like there would be like a major tug of war between them.
Yeah. And spiritually, I really like what Jesus said. My kingdom is not of this world. The spiritual kingdom, the invisible, intangible presence, is really the only powers, the only reality. And everything else is just a concept about that. It is a thought about that. So sense level living becomes the false sense of identity, the false sense of existence. It's the counterfeit. It's the imitation of this divine presence, which is the perfection of being. To move from material beliefs and laws and rules and mental beliefs and rules and laws under the umbrella of spiritual truth is an upgrade, because you're moving out from the finite to the infinite. You're moving out from the mortal to the immortal. You're moving out from defects and changes to the perfection of being.
So what would come first? How do we start the process to change our way of thinking about our being?
Well, I think that's where you need a metaphysical system. That's where the Kriya Yoga comes in, that if you have a game plan, it really has to start with knowing this truth. You have to know that you are a spiritual being in a spiritual universe. That becomes the principle that you work with. You can't demonstrate it if you have a belief in the false sense of existence. That's what actually starts to create this interference pattern and prevents us from demonstrating the divine law and keeps us under the rulership of this law of karma.
I know before we have done shows about equinoxes and what's going on in our planetary world, and I usually ask you, well, what if your birth month has to do with anything that's going on, like say we're talking about Gemini and Virgo and Sagittarius and Pisces. If you're born in those months, does that have any different or other significance?
Well, with regard to transits, any particular transit, because what surrounds us is within us, anything that is happening in your external world is the opportunity for you to recognize the presence of the divine idea. Once we have this understanding that spirit is cause, spirit is the foundation of creation, that this is a spiritual universe, and we no longer sow to the flesh, we no longer react to the appearance, and we uphold fidelity to this truth, this changeless state of being, that creation is perfect, absolute harmony. By us forsaking all of the human thinking for this divine knowing, we begin to activate this divine law into our experience. And so you really need the discipline. You really need to train yourself so that you can react to the truth of being and not the appearance. You react to spiritual soul sense of living and not to sense level.
So it sounds like what you just described could be, I guess, advice for anybody, regardless if you're actually born in those months I just mentioned.
Right. That's the thing, is as we start to move further and further away from something, see, that's what we call the mirror effect of consciousness, that what is seemingly moving further away is actually moving further inward. Starting to understand how to use the presence of the astrology to give you a better understanding of how to explore yourself on the inner environment can be very helpful.
Well, this is a good place to pause to hear a word from our sponsor. So listeners, we'll be back with you in just a few moments.
Kriya Yoga Theory 1, Human Development and the 8 Essential Stages of Kriya Yoga. This program is a comprehensive course that will help you get your arms around the science of Kriya Yoga. It provides a clear understanding of the goals and objectives behind yoga, along with the physics of spirituality. It includes the practices, supportive concepts of Kriya Yoga, and the process in human development, apotheosis, the process of the human becoming divine. A complete guide on how to become a human in the adult state. Get the light in your soul and experience the simplicity and joy of union with the divine.
This course is available in live classes at the ashram or online with 8 videos or 4 CDs. Visit our website, www.ipdtransform.com, for more information. Welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So, Swami, before the break, we were talking about the mirror effect of consciousness, and I was kind of hoping that maybe we could drill down a little bit more with that.
Yeah. What is seemingly moving outward is really moving inward. That when we are looking at ourselves, say, for example, on a cellular level, when we're looking at life through the microscope, then the next level of that is that we can look at things from the naked eye. You can look around you and you can see things in what would be considered to be their normal scale. And then the final thing would be to look at things through the telescope. So as we're moving from Gemini to Virgo to Sagittarius, what we're basically going is we're moving seemingly outward, but in the mirror effect of consciousness, that outward appearance is really an inward movement in consciousness. And I learned this years ago as a steam fitter welder, that what I found was sometimes when we had to do welding with a mirror, because you were welding something that was against a wall or something that you couldn't get behind it to see the work. So you could put a mirror against the wall and then you could do the work using your hands and tools. But what I found was the mirror was just the opposite. It wasn't the same as when you're looking at something directly. Everything is backwards. And so the same proves out to be true when you're seeing things spiritually. Sense level living, the appearance is really seeing things backwards than when you're looking at it spiritually in its truth of being. And so the activity that we experience on a personal level, what's going on in your physical body, the systems of your body, the activity of those systems, then you go to the activity on a human level, what's happening in your life, in your home, in your neighborhood, in your state, and happening globally on this earth. And then the next level of that is you look at the celestial bodies, the movement of the planets and the luminaries in the sky. And then, of course, the next level of that is what's called the fixed stars. And the fixed stars are what I would say would be the divine idea of the divine mind. It represents the changeless state of being, the truth of being. And most of us live our lives on cellular level. We live our lives on a human level. And we are preoccupied with the changing conditions of our personal mentality, without any recognition or understanding of the changeless state of being or the divine mind. And so to make this shift in consciousness, to make this shift, it seems like you're moving outward to the fixed stars, but in truth, you're moving inward to this inner spirit within yourself.
What you're talking about is reminding me of a discussion that we had in the Theory 2 class last night when you were talking about the reflection in the mirror. How does that relate to what we're talking about this morning?
Yeah, we were talking about divine mind, that the human is the reflection of the divine. The human is made in the image and likeness of the divine. And what is really meant by the term reflection in this model is mind considering its own content. And so as we start to understand ourselves from this divine spiritual level, that new perspective of yourself dissolves the false sense of identity. So in other words, when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, the image in the mirror isn't you. The image in the mirror has absolutely no power whatsoever. All the power resides with the identity that is found outside of that mirror. And the truth is found in the same way, that we're the dummy trying to live without the ventriloquist. We're the image in the mirror trying to live without the person outside. And so as we start to shift our identity from personal to spiritual, then what happens is that the spiritual identity dissolves the false sense of personal identity.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot for the layperson to kind of wrap their mind around, to understand that there is something that is animating us, that we're really not the ones in control, but we think we are.
Right. And there are varying levels of that, because, again, most of us are individualized from the world mind. Our thoughts are the thoughts of the world mind disguised as my thoughts. But ideally, what we want to do is we want to get out of this false sense, this imitation of life, which has an expiration date, into this true sense of being, which is eternal, changeless, absolute perfection, this kingdom of heaven on earth. That's what we really want to try and achieve. And again, using the astrological event as an opportunity is only a tool. You're not limited to the equinox. It's not like, well, you're going to have to wait till spring for another equinox. We can do this at any given time. There's no limitation. We're working with laws, and most of it is we're working with beliefs and concepts and theories that really don't have any power at all, other than the power we give them by believing in them.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, I realize you're saying equinox is the opportunity to pierce through these appearances of the law of opposites, but wouldn't those law of opposites also be from the world mind and mortal beliefs?
Right. The law of opposites is the law of karma. Once we rise above the law of karma and we identify with the spiritual truth of being, we are no longer under the law of karma. But by rising out of the law of karma, you then rise out of time and space. You are now an eternal spiritual being. It's a whole different perspective of life. It's a completely different experience.
So are there any other aspects to the equinox that we need to take in consideration?
Yeah, that particular equinox, the sun enters Libra, which is the sign of balance, and then the moon opposition Saturn and Pluto squares Mercury. Now, tension is really divine love, and it is the wrath of God which will not let us accept anything less than the perfection of being. Now, nothing gets us out of sense-level living faster than bad karma. But the opposite is true, that nothing keeps us embroiled in the senses more than good karma. Most of us, like I say, are happy if we can get more of the pleasures and profits of this human experience. When there is tension, when things start to fall apart in the outside world, that's a signal to change how we're thinking. That's the difference here, is that before, what we would do is scramble to try and protect the appearance. Now, the key here is to let go of the appearance and to abide in the truth, this changeless state of being, this understanding that life is the expression of an indestructible principle. and it's forever held, controlled, and governed by this divine law, which is the law of absolute life, absolute love.
So now my question to you is, how do we know if we have experienced even a glimmer of getting out of the law of karma?
Well, like I said, most of us look to good karma. The only way that you can get out of this cycle of death and rebirth is that you must have attention for this truth of being. Like the Bible says, know the truth and it will make you free. That to start with a principle, to start with what is real, is the only way that you can do that. And that's why Kriya Yoga begins with union with the divine. That's why Jesus' command is to love the Lord thy God with your heart, your soul, and your mind. The message of the Buddha is identical because the Buddha tells us to desire nothing. And of course, most of us understand by now that spirit is the invisible, intangible, divine presence. But to desire that, to love that, to internalize that as your symbol of identity is how it's going to start. That's how you're going to initiate this progressive cycle.
And then that's what we have to look forward to. Like you said, we are governed by what we want, the pleasures of this material world. But then how do you explain to somebody that, hey, there is something much better than that, when they've never experienced that?
Yeah. And again, I think once you start to see that this is a demonstrable principle, and the message of the Christ is to heal the sick, reform sinners, raise the dead, once you are demonstrating divine law with scientific certainty, I don't think you would have to try and convince anybody that this is what they want. I think that if somebody sees the demonstration of divine law in practical circumstances and situations, that they would come after you. They would want what you've got.
And then we'd be operating at a higher level of consciousness, which is our goal, is to move it up a notch.
Right. To start to live out from the divine idea of your personal sense of who you are, which then dissolves the personal sense and leaves you with the divine law of life as your government.
So I think what you're saying is, so I have to recognize the actual I of my being, which would be a divine presence, and that would help me catapult myself into this other way of thinking to access a higher level of consciousness.
Right. You would get out of the belief in the many, and you would now start to understand that there is only one divine life in this universe. And you would now have a belief in the one. Once you are out of the belief in the many, or the belief in two powers and the hypnotism that comes with that belief, you are now awakened into the truth of being and under the protection of divine law.
Well, I know you were saying last night in the Theory 2 class is that we have to look around and see that everywhere is God presence. Everything is God presence. And if we do that, does that help us, like I said earlier, catapult us to this different level of consciousness?
Yeah, provided that it's not as a human thinking or trying to project this thought onto this external appearance, that it actually has to be the internal change where divine mind, this one consciousness of this universe, takes over the scientific government of your being.
Well, this is a good place we need to start breaking down our show for today. So listeners, be sure to visit the website, www.ipdtransform.com. Now, there's a lot of tools on that website. One of them is the online classes tab. Swami does have a free webinar Wednesdays at noon, as well as you can access the Theory 2 class I've mentioned earlier in the program. Swami, do you have any other final thoughts about today's show?
Well, I would like to encourage everybody to take the opportunity today to step out of the law of karma and into the divine law of life. And with that, I'll wish everybody a good day. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton, along with Swami Jayananda, signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.